And the author Marie Lu specializes in science fiction and fantasy novels for young adults. She wrote two best-selling series, Legacy and The Young Elites. Her latest novel, Warcross, was inspired by her time in the video game industry. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco met up with Lu at her loft in downtown LA's Arts District.
Marie Lu's fabulous modernist loft was featured in Dwell magazine. Its centerpiece is a modular workspace for her and her video game artist husband. The space is dotted with vintage NASA posters, neat stacks of comic books, and a carefully curated collection of stuffed animals.
We wanted it to be playful.
A section of the loft is painted with the geometric patterns of one of Lu's favorite video games, Monument Valley.
It's a game where you walk around structures, figuring out puzzles based on Escher-like geometry, so it's just really, really cool and beautiful.
For her latest novel, a science fiction thriller, Lu created her own really cool worlds, real and virtual. In the not-too-distant future, everyone wears virtual reality eyeglasses that connect their brains to a master computer called Neuralink. That's how they play the game Warcross. The competition is all the rage, a bit like Hunger Games meets World of Warcraft. Players use avatars to compete in hyper-realistic settings, trying to capture artifacts from their rivals. The best players battle in person for the world championship inside a Tokyo stadium filled with screaming fans. Lu says Warcross was inspired by real-life video games such as League of Legends.
League of Legends has become a phenomenon of its own where 50,000 people will pack into the Staples Center to watch, you know, the world championships. And that very much influenced the creation of Warcross.
The hero of the book is Amika Chen, a plucky 18-year-old bounty hunter. She's everything you'd expect. Rainbow-dyed hair, a sleeve of tattoos, an electric skateboard, and as a computer hacker, self-taught.
She hacks her way into the Warcross mainframe and kind of understands the underlying code that holds everything together.
Amika glitches herself into the game and captures the attention of Hideo Tanaka, the young billionaire genius who created Warcross when he was 13. He makes Amika an official player with a secret mission. Unlike her protagonist, Marie Lu doesn't know how to code, but she does have a tattoo of a mythological phoenix on her back. And like Amika, she's Chinese-American. Lu was born in Beijing.
In 1984, ironically, since I write dystopian novels.
Lu's family lived a bike ride away from Tiananmen Square, where her aunt used to take her to get popsicles and to watch students protest. But when those students were massacred there in 1989, the family fled to the U.S. So Lu grew up with her computer scientist mother and engineer father in Baton Rouge, New Orleans, and Houston. She remembers spending hours after school holed up in the broom closet of a Chinese restaurant where her mom once worked. There, she learned English by writing little stories.
I had a lot of really emo stories as a kid. I wrote a lot of fan fiction, anything and everything that I could write. Oh, and I wrote a lot of wanted reports, like fake wanted reports, because I would see them stapled on corkboards all over the place. So I would make up criminals and write wanted reports about them. I think I was always meant to write dark stories. I don't know why I did that as a kid. It's not like I was traumatized or anything, you know?
When she wasn't writing or reading sci-fi and fantasy books, Lu was drawing and playing video games like Sonic the Hedgehog.
My very first system was the Sega Genesis back when I was 7 or 8 years old, and I played that into the ground. Like, my parents had to confiscate it and put it in the attic, the whole thing.
Lu got a chance to work in the video game industry when she was in college. While studying political science and biology at USC, she landed an internship as an artist at Disney Interactive Studio. There, she worked with a team to dream up new games.
I came up with a couple of ideas based on Peter Pan and this one game about a cactus man who lived in a balloon world, which is very unfortunate.
She continued to work at Disney, where she met her husband, Primo Gallinosa. They worked on a game called Fuzz Academy, about cute fuzzy animals. They had to shut down the game after somebody hacked into it, but by then Lu had already begun writing Legend, a series of dystopian novels set in a dark, futuristic Los Angeles. The story follows June, a rich teenage genius hired to hunt down a teenage Robin Hood-like boy. Lu also wrote a fantasy series called The Young Elites, featuring 16-year-old Adelina, a Darth Vader-like character. And she was chosen by DC Comics to write a YA story about 18-year-old Bruce Wayne, who becomes Batman. Lou got to create a new villain for him to battle.
Madeline Wallace, who's 18 years old, the youngest inmate at Arkham Asylum. And she is incredibly smart and outwits Bruce on a daily basis. And he's kind of fascinated by her. And she messes with his mind.
Marie has a really good handle on what most people would describe as morally gray characters.
Leigh Bardugo is another best-selling YA author who wrote a new Wonder Woman novel. She admires her friend's young female heroes and anti-heroes.
She writes these incredibly dark, intense, full-throttle stories. And then you meet her, and she's just the kindest, most generous, most fun person. And you just are like, oh, let us go and have some tea together, you know?
At her loft, Marie Lu often pauses to play her electric grand piano. These days, in addition to Batman, she's also writing a book about Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's older sister, Maria Anna.
She composed music. She toured with Wolfgang when they were kids together. They played for all the kings and queens of Europe, and he looked up to her his whole life. Nothing in history about her.
Many of Lou's stories may soon end up on the big screen, but before they do, she insists the casting be true to their origin, like Warcross's Chinese-American hero Amika Chen.
Yes, it's a deal breaker. That would have to be written into the contract. I am fine with it not ever being made if a studio refuses to do that.
Whether she's writing about a musical prodigy, a budding superhero, a pubescent computer whiz, or adolescent villain, all of Marie Lu's characters have something in common.
I think I'm fascinated by young people who do extraordinary things.
Extraordinary things like writing 7 best-selling novels, with 3 more in the works. Marie Lu is just 33 years old. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.